Good morning, and welcome to you and the radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program as we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and divine word. If at any time you have a question about something that's said on this program, or if you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us either by the information given by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. You know, we come to you every day on the radio programs such as this, Monday through Saturday, and then a 30-minute program on Sunday. We also have what we call a thought for the day that the owner of the station sees to air throughout a day's period. And each one of those thought for the days, we urge you to come and visit with us at the East Abbotville Church of Christ. We tell you that we meet at 4777 U.S. Highway 431. The times of our meeting are given every day, and even the announcer that comes on before the program begins tells you that on Sunday morning, we meet at 9:30, at 5 on Sunday evening, and at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. And while we give you this invitation, you know, you may not want to visit if you're searching for a church with perfect people. If that's the case, you'll be disappointed to discover that the East Abbotville Church of Christ is a collection of flawed individuals. We've made our share of mistakes over the years, and you would find some of us still don't always say or do the right things every time. From the youngest to the oldest, careful examination will reveal these imperfections in every member that is a part of the church at East Abbotville. So if you're looking for the perfect group of people, you won't find it in us. Two, if you're hoping for a worship experience similar to what you would enjoy when listening to a professional musician or a professional artist of some type, then you will find our worship assemblies don't even come close to that standard. We don't have a praise band. We don't use any mechanical instruments of music, for that matter. And our singing is not done by a trained choir, but it's done congregationally. By that, I simply mean that every member sings, takes part in the singing. And so it's the same group of imperfect people that we just finished talking about a moment ago. And you know, we hate to admit it, but sometimes our singing is a little too slow, sometimes it's a little too fast, or maybe it's just a little too low, or sometimes maybe our singing is a little bit too high. So if you're in search of an entertaining worship experience, then we're not the place that you should visit. Are you looking for a church with spellbinding preaching that's able to keep you, as they say, on the edge of your seat? Are you searching for a charismatic eloquence that stirs you from the bottom of your heart? Well, if you come expecting to hear a dramatic or an entertaining message, then you will likely leave disappointed. So a lot of people will visit a church with expectations of being able to enjoy some good food. But because we don't read of the New Testament churches doing this, we don't serve meals at the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Now, most of us do like to eat, and we'll occasionally get together somewhere for a social meal. But it's an individual activity and not something done as the church. We might add that we don't have any type of church-organized or church-sponsored recreation options either. So, if you're looking for food and fun, we're probably not the place for you. And as we talked about in the start of this study, that you may not want to visit. You may not want to visit the East Albertville Church of Christ if you're looking for any or all of these things. However, we're not going to resent, take back our invitation to each and every one of you that listen to this program, because you still may want to visit. You still may want to visit if you're interested in finding a group whose members may not be perfect, but they have a commitment to the search for and the practice of truth. We believe you'll find us to be what you are searching for, if you're searching for the truth. Our classes, our sermons, the worship, and all of the things practiced within the congregation when we come together, they're all built around the belief that it is the truth that will make us free, as Jesus stated in John 8, verses 31 and 32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, while you shouldn't come expecting to hear spellbinding eloquence in the sermons, you can expect the Bible to be opened and the message to come from it. While open to the possibility of being wrong, we're guided by the belief that doctrine matters. In 2 John 1 and verse 9, whosoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. So if the idea of imperfect people striving to grow appeals to you, then we believe you will find this in the East Albertville Church of Christ. We realize we have our flaws, but our commitment to knowing the truth is not intended to be an academic exercise. Instead, it's part of our desire to grow, to be more like Jesus. In 1 Peter, notice what we have in chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desired pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Also, in the book of Colossians, in chapter 3, read in verse 9, he says, do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. So it is then, we know that we are not there yet, but we are continually seeking to challenge and to exhort one another in this direction. And as we said, you won't find an entertaining worship experience, and you will find our singing to be musically imperfect, but if you're looking for a group committed to the simple New Testament pattern of worship, we invite you to come and join us in praising God as we're taught to do in verses like Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 and 19, when it says, do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And then there's the passage in Colossians, in the 3rd chapter, in verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. You know, our worship may not be musically perfect, but if you're interested in songs of praise sung from the heart, then you'll be glad that you visited. If you visit, you will be glad you came or disappointed in what you find. The answer to that question will likely be determined by what you're looking for. You know, it's in the book of John, the 6th chapter, that tells us of who came to Jesus and they left disappointed. Because, as it says in John 6 and in verse 26 and 27, Jesus answered them and said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him." So we see here in John 6, it tells of those that came to Jesus, but they left disappointed, because, as he said, they had come for that food which perishes. While Peter and the other apostles, we find, remained with Jesus, because they were focused on something different. Notice as we look here in John 6, notice what we read beginning with verse 66. "But Simon Peter answered him, 'Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and to know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.'" So Peter and the other apostles remained because they were focused on something far greater, that is, the words of eternal life. Friends, if you have an interest in the words of eternal life, we want to help, and we believe that all who visit with an interest in spiritual things will leave glad that they've come. So we continue to extend our invitation, both by the radio program, both by the thought for today that are a minute in duration. We urge you to come. We ask you to come. We want you to come and to visit with us. Bring only your Bibles. Observe what we say. Observe what's being done. And again, if you have an interest in the words of eternal life, I think that you'll find that all that we say and do at the East Abbeville Church of Christ will be in harmony with what God's Word teaches. We appreciate so much your listening. We see that our time is up, and we hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.